Blog Talk Radio. On this journey that I'm really trying to make it happen, not for the platforms itself, but just for the kingdom building. And I thought about a lot of things that I have gone through in my life. I've lost a few friends along the way, and that was a part of the lyrics in the song. It says that, you know, I've lost a few friends along the way, but when serving the Lord, that's the price you have to pay. Ooh. And so I am reminded that sometimes when you're on this journey, yeah, for kingdom building for Him, you will lose a few friends and a family here and there, and have some ups and downs. But I realized that through it all, that God would see me through. So I'm just really trying to make it happen for Him, for kingdom building. And if anybody's on this journey or whatever you're trying to do, singing or writing a book or whatever it is, just continue to make it happen for Him, and everything else will come to place.
I like that, Cece. Now, she spoke into a lot of people's closet right there, because I don't know about you, she tiptoed in my closet.
Ah, did I tiptoe?
You did, because you know, when you're in ministry and when you're doing it for the Lord, you're going to lose some people.
You
and
will.
It hurts you.
It does.
And it peels you. I'm like, oh, really? I like our friend. Wait a minute.
Right.
But you're doing it for the kingdom.
The kingdom.
And it's not easy. So,
listen.
If you're doing it from the kingdom, you got to make it happen.
You
and it's
make
not
it happen.
Going to be easy. But He said, in the end, what?
We will win.
Thinking of that. Cece, not only with her music career, she's also with stage play. We'll talk about that a little later. But I want to talk more about your music. Now, did you write all the songs on your album?
Actually, I wrote Make It Happen, and there is two more that I wrote on there. Tim Brown, from out of L.A., wrote about four. He's actually the writer that wrote the song for Beverly Crawford, He's Done Enough. And he wrote a couple numbers, and then a guy by the name of Lou Lang from out of California wrote some as well. And I'm hoping that you'll be able to play one of them, You Deserve It, which is one of my favorites. Bishop Brown wrote My God Keeps Making a Way, the one that you like.
Yeah.
But
I do like that. Now, Cece, you've been in the industry for quite some time now. What inspired you? Let's go all the way back.
All right, girl.
Let's go all the way back. Because you know you have a lot of skills and you're talented. What inspired you to tap into gospel music? Why gospel?
Well, I've been singing since I was 5 years old, mm-hmm, and brought up in the church at a young age. My father actually was a gospel artist. He sung with a group titled The Four Kings. So I've kind of been in the church all of my life, and that's all I ever knew. And I had an opportunity. Well, I could have maybe sung secular, but that wasn't my passion nor my heart. And I stayed true to gospel because it's a love that I have, mm-hmm, and it's truly been a blessing to me. Because when you think about gospel music, you think about those good old songs, you know, by the late Aretha Franklin, Amazing Grace, and all that touch your heart.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of, and which she is and was my idol, oh my God. And I just wanted to stay true to who I was and not change, you know, and not think about what I could gain from stepping on the other side because of fame, a fortune, or money and all that.
You know what, Cece, what I love about you so much, you're so humble.
Oh, bless you.
You're humble.
You.
You're so humble. You
Thank
show
you.
So much humility. And then it's also good to have a good support team. And I always see you. I see your husband.
Yes. You're going to see my king. He's here today, y'all. Hey, my king's out.
I see your husband.
Yes.
And when you're on stage, he's helping you there. Mm-hmm. He's right there supporting you.
He's
and you support. Don't get that a lot, you know,
no.
Being supportive of each other, tag teaming.
Right.
And that's good that you have that foundation of understanding that you have that man right there with you. And I'm sure I know you are a good wife, too, standing by whatever you need.
I got you, baby.
Listen, we're going to take a break and go right into some commercials, and we'll be back with more questions with Cece Guybo. Her new album just dropped, Make It Happen. Listen, you can download it right now. Amazon, hello. Do it right here in Dallas. Let's
support
our own.
Download
the CD. Let's support each other. Let's love. 972. And then screenshot it on Facebook and let her know that
you did
do it.
Let me know if you're enjoying
it. Yeah,
let me know which song you like and how you've been blessed by it. Facebook me. It's out there on iTunes, Amazon, Apple Music. Download it, y'all. Download 972-996-3970.
We'll be back with more questions. And if you have a question for CeCe, maybe you're going into the music industry,
mm-hmm.
and maybe you're independent or whatever you may be, and you have a question, feel free to call in 972-996-3970.
Did to Christ, it is what Christ did to the grave. Come celebrate the resurrection. Christian Stronghold Church invites you to join them this Easter,
April 21st,
for two dynamic services,
9 a.m. and 11 a.m.
Easter Sunday morning, to revel in the triumph of the victory of the resurrection of Christ, featuring the CSC Sanctuary Choir and the Christian Stronghold Praise Dance Troupe,
and the powerful preached Word of God
by Senior Pastor Hal Johnson.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Hal Johnson. I would like to invite you to come and be a part of two dynamic services. When God wanted to demonstrate his power, he didn't look at the stars. He didn't look at the moon. He rose Christ from the grave.
Two Easter services, Sunday, April 21st, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m.
Christian Stronghold Church, 6810 Samuel Boulevard in Dallas, Texas. Call 214-320-4800. That's 214-320-4800 for more information.
Hop into your neighborhood CVS pharmacy and spring for all the little things to brighten their baskets. There's so much to discover, you'll be jumping for jelly beans with great deals on sweet treats for big smiles. This week, get a $10 CVS cash card when you spend $30 on select items. Plus, Lindt and Ghirardelli chocolates are buy one, get one 50% off. And Starburst stickers and Twix miniatures are 2 for $7. Hop to it. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Fort Worth Mitsubishi Grand Opening is blowing out the savings. 96 down, 96 payments. Plus, credit officials will be on site for immediate approvals. The Fresh Start Credit Program. 96 down, 96 payments. Only at Fort Worth Mitsubishi. Credit professionals are waiting for your call. 817-402-4611. Maximum allowance on any trade, running or not. 817-402-4611. We're located at 8000 West Freeway, smack dab in the middle of Fort Worth. Visit online, fwmitsu.com.
It's a new year, and we're excited about this new season on KHBN. We want to invite you to bring your ministry to our airways. Join us, and you can be one of our featured ministries inspiring lives throughout the Metroplex and beyond. Visit us online and find out more about how you can join our broadcast family. Visit us at khbnam.com. That's khbnam.com, or call 214-331-5486. We look forward to serving you in this new season right here on your 24-hour gospel music station, Heaven 97, KHBN.
Your name is on my lips, and as I
97 KHBN, Fort Worth, Dallas. Daria Tober Jacobs with you right here on the Praise Party. There ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, yeah. Because the Holy Ghost party don't stop. You deserve it. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, well. Well, actually, Lou Lang wrote that song for me. And when I first heard it, I was like, wow. I thought about how much I've gone through and how much I do deserve, and I deserve it all, what God has for me. And it's one of my favorites. You deserve it all.
Deserve
whatever
it.
God has for you, don't shortchange yourself in any way, because you deserve it. You deserve it all.
So let me ask you this. CeCe Godbout is in the studio. CeCe Godbout of May.
Yes.
Album just dropped. Make
yes.
It Happen. Make it happen.
Yes. Make it happen.
Now, let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Is there a hidden meaning in any of your music? Like any hidden meaning in any of your songs?
Well, for one of my songs, it's titled He Said. And that song is a song that I wrote on my first album, but we redid it with XL Amos, who actually did the music on that, and he's right here in Dallas, in Fort Worth. He's actually my minister of music, my MD, and I kind of wanted to do it a little different, but he said he'll be by your side, and the meaning for that, for me, I was going through with my first project, and God just spoke those words to me, that he will be by your side no matter what you're going through. And again, as I stated earlier, when friends and family walk away, God is always there no matter what. So the hidden meaning behind that is to let someone know who's listening that God will always be there. He will never leave you. He will always be by your side. And so behind that song, that's the meaning behind that. And that's what I want people to get from that, is that God will always be there when nobody else is. He'll always be there.
CeCe, what's leaping in me, you are so gifted and anointed.
Praise God.
Woman of God. And to get that anointed, to get that oil, what all you had to go through some things to get that, even with this album. Can you just share a little bit of your testimony to let somebody listen? You asking for this anointing, but you don't know what it took to get to,
oh
this, to get this anointing. So maybe there's somebody who's listening right now. Resurrection Sunday is tomorrow. People shopping and Easter and getting their dress in the basket. Well, we got to pause for a minute to let you know. You know, people are tired of talking about prosperity and it's going to turn around for you in 3 days. But they want to hear a testimony.
And
maybe who's going through, yes, I'm going to go ahead and go to church. I really don't feel like it, but I'm going to go any.
Right.
Maybe you have something in your belly that can share with you. Listen, now this anointing, when you're working for the kingdom of God, I just encourage our listeners real quickly.
Well, what I want to say Yes, I've gone through some things on this journey because God said that it wouldn't be easy. And I never expected that it would. With my first project, me and my husband went through some things. You know, when people say that they'll do this or they'll do that, and it never, you know, comes to pass, and then you get frustrated. And I was at a point, seriously, and my husband can identify with this, I really wanted to give up. I questioned, God, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? Mm. Because I was going through, and I'm like, I know you called me to do this, and I know you've gifted me to do it, and I really don't want to. Because things were not going the way I wanted them to. But my husband said, you know what? We will not give up.
Mm.
And he was there for me. He prayed for me, prayed with me. He motivated me. He was there for me during the whole time. And I just want to encourage someone today that you will go through. But in the midst of the storm, God is with you no matter what. Don't give up on what God has called you to do. Because I didn't. Now, if I had, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Speaking of that, now you have not only it's okay. Not only have you have an album, everything's boom, 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 boom for you. You're also in stage plays.
Now,
what made you venture off and, you know, of course, the music? What made you take a step into being on the stage and then using your talent in that area?
Well, you know, Derry, me and my husband would go to a lot of plays at the Black Academy of Arts and Letters, and I was at a play. And I was sitting there, and I was like, oh, my God, I would like to do that. I would like to be in a play, you know, with the gift of singing and putting all that, you know, into a play. And I'm like, wow, you know. But I didn't really know, okay, how to do it or what I needed to do. And I have to give a shout-out to Tiffany Warren. I got an email from that young lady, Tiffany, about a play that she was doing titled What a Sister Should Do. And I didn't know her. She didn't know me. But she Googled me.
Mm-hmm.
And I popped up. And so the email was about a play and being, again, a first lady that was married to, you know, a crazy man. Yeah. But anyway. And coming to audition. And I think the audition was at Paul Quinn. And I went to the audition not knowing, not thinking what was going to happen. But I was like, God, you got this.
Mm.
And I auditioned for the part, and I think the part, the name, it was Yvonne. And I got it.
Mm.
And from that point, that door, she opened for me, and it allowed opportunities. And from plays and people seeing me and hearing me, it afforded me other opportunities from other playwrights that was there to hear and see, and they reached out on Facebook. Evelyn Jones Reed is how she got in contact with me. She was at that play, What a Sister Should Do, at Friendship West. And she reached out to me about being a part of her production. And I've been a part of her ministry for about 7 or 8 years now, WG Ministry. So I want to give a shout-out to Evelyn Jones Reed and to Tiffany Warren for the opportunity. You know, God said that sometimes we have to make our request known to him.
That's right.
I made it known that, God, I want to do that. I can do that.
That's right.
And doors begin to open for me.
Amen.
So if you just stay humble, humility will take you a long way. My mother used to tell me back in the day that don't get beside yourself to think that it's all about you because
come
it's really
on
not. Because there's always somebody that can always maybe sing better, do whatever.
That's right.
But as long as you're doing it to glorify God, then you let him do the rest. And the anointing will fall.
That's right.
And so I stay to that. I it doesn't bother me. I'm not intimidated by who's on this platform or who's singing. I'm just going to go out there and let God do what he needs to do through CC.
Well, let me ask you this, and I got to get into this break. You know, with you saying that, the gospel is a bit overcrowded, whether that's preaching or rather that's, you know, pray for saying the Lord to me, or whether that's, everybody's doing it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So with it being overcrowded, how do you attempt to set yourself apart?
I think by just the anointing that's on my life.
Mm.
I'm a believer that whatever God has for you, it's for you, no matter what. So I believe that whatever door that God has for me to walk through, is nothing that nobody can do to hinder that. Only me, only I can do that. So whatever God has for CC, whatever platform, whether it be Stella's, the Grammy, whatever, I'm claiming all that, it's for me.
Yeah.
So I don't worry about anybody else. I just worry about what God has for CC.
I love it. CC Gabo is in the studio as we're talking about make it happen. Listen, we're going to take a break because I don't want to get in trouble. We got to pay these bills.
Pay
and we'll be
bills.
Back to close out the show. We'll close out with CC and how you can definitely go and download the song today, giving you inspiration, motivation, and all the best in gospel music. Heaven 97, be sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You can follow us there and keep up with the latest of gospel news.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we might give out some giveaways to her single, It Happen.
Make
so 972-996-3970. If you would like a copy of that, we're going to give a few of the first four callers a single of Make It Happen, possibly autographed too. So definitely you call in 972-996-3970 if you want a single of Make It Happen.
Yes.
Also, maybe if you have a question for her or some encouraging words, because in this road of ministry, it can get discouraging. And sometimes you want to throw in the towel, and then you're carrying on burdens because you're praying. And so definitely, even if you just call in and give some words of encouragement,
please,
that'd be good too.
Got
to take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, Rhonda. Hey, bless you, sis. My soul purpose.
Aretha Franklin. Rolling Stone called Amazing Grace the closest thing to witnessing a miracle. Aretha Franklin's voice is touched by God.
Aretha is a stone saint.
The New York Times calls it glorious. Amazing Grace, now playing. Rated G, general audiences, all ages admitted.
Introducing the new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's. It comes with a new bacon double stack made with a quarter pound of fresh, never frozen beef and topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon. Plus four nuggets, fries, and a drink all for just $5. That's right, just $5. The new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's is everything you could ever want. Well, at least for lunch. Try Wendy's new $5 Biggie Bag today. Biggie Bag includes four-piece nuggets, small fries, and a small drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Approximate weight before cooking. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Attention, ladies. The TV fashion outlet in Duncanville just got in a huge shipment of suits and hats, and all in beautiful spring colors. They have suits and hats for church and special occasions, and they have suits for work, and all in sizes 6 to 26. Ladies, these are classy, high-end styles that originally sold for as high as $160, but are now only $49 or less. And ladies, they also have a new shipment of dresses starting at $15 in sizes 4 to 24. The TV Fashion Outlet in Duncanville is located at 319 South Cedar Ridge Drive at Wheatland and next to Aldi's. Their phone number is 972-572-1764. That's 972-572-1764. Ladies, don't miss this special deal on suits, hats, and dresses.
Want to keep up with all that's happening in the DFW? Go to our website and check out the event page. We keep you in the know at khvnam.com. That's khvnam.com. Slow down.
Trying to make it happen. Gotta make it happen. I'm trying to make it happen. I gotta make it happen. I've been on this journey so long. Didn't know how I was gonna make it on my own. Had some ups and downs along the way, but God said, my child, you've got to keep the faith. I'm trying to make it happen. I gotta make it happen. I'm trying to make it happen.
CC God, Bo. God to make it happen. Make it happen.
Yes.
Listen, her music is out. Go and download it today. You definitely can do so. Let's support Dallas on. CC,
yes.
Before you get on out of here, I know you're going to give out your information, how people
yes.
can find you, reach out to you,
mm-hmm,
connect
for sure.
with you. But one last question. What mm-hmm. has been your career highlight?
Oh, wow. Well, one of them is the opportunity to be on Showtime in Harlem and winning twice on there. That was an awesome highlight of mine because,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you go to New York, you're like, oh, my God, not thinking you're going to win one time, not
yeah.
thinking you're going to win two times. But God blessed me where I did do that. I had the chance of winning twice at Showtime. And another one was being a part of Dr. Bobby Jones' new artist showcase in Nashville and being called back to come back again for that. And the opportunity to experience the Stellar Awards and being a part of some of the showcases and people hearing you and listening. And then the opportunity to travel to Italy for a whole month to sing.
I did see that.
Yeah, to sing there in Italy.
Yes,
and I also had a chance to go to Barcelona, Spain to sing. And so that was some highlights. And then just being a blessing to the body of Christ through ministry is also one that to just touch one soul, I believe that I've done what God has called me to be. I've called me to do. And so it's awesome. I think my husband's trying to tell me something. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, and then a person to come to you to let you know that what you sung really touched them and they wanted to give their life to Christ. That's a blessing in itself. So, God is good.
Amen.
Yes.
Well, CC, I know you have to go, but tell others how can we reach out to you? How can we connect with you? And how can we get your music?
Girl, well, you can reach out to me. My website is CCCECE God Boat. GODBOLT.net. That's my website, and you can follow me on my website. Or I'm on Facebook as Cecilia Godboat Domain. Instagram at CC Godbo, Twitter. And also, you can download my music. I'm out there on iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon, Pandora, Spotify. And I think that's it. Yeah, so all the major digital outlets, I'm there, and as well as my website. So y'all support me and continue to keep me in prayer because I know that this is just a start. You know, the enemy is so busy when he can peep into your future and see what God has for you, then he wants to throw all the little darts. But I'm ready.
Come on now. That's right.
So y'all keep me covered. And I appreciate all my Facebook fans and family and friends who've supported me and the love that you have given me. And I don't take it for granted, and I do love you very, very much. And I thank you, my sister Daria, for having me on the show. I appreciate you.
About time. Oh, my God. I had to call your secretary, your manager.
Hey, Cassandra.
Can I get in the studio?
Oh, wow.
So I'm so glad to have you.
Glad to be here.
We're going to go back, and we're going into another great hour of great gospel music. So don't go anywhere. Be sure to support our CC. Thank you once again, CC, for joining us.
Thank you for having me, sweetie.
And we have a great surprise within the 5 o'clock hour. Matter of fact, call in 972-996-3970 if you want to invite someone to your church roll call. It's Resurrection Sunday, so I know, what is that, Christmas, Mother Day, and Easter. Everybody is going to be in church.
Yeah, the house
who's having church
packed
tomorrow? Resurrection, Body of Christ is having church tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Where
Impact
you
is, too.
Impact is having church tomorrow. But Resurrection, we're going to have some church.
All right, yeah. All right. Some church.
Praise God. Got to get into this music, so don't go anywhere. Evan 97, KHVN.
Every time I turn around, blessings on blessings. Every time I turn around, blessings, blessings. Yeah, every time I turn around, blessings on blessings. Yes, sir, I see blessings, blessings. There will be blessings on blessings. Oh, yeah, I see blessings. Get it!
how we took it and put a little twist with it. Can we try it for you? Come on. And it's moving this old way. And if your soul not ain't getting chills, you will surely drift away. Fellas,
drift away.
Drift away.
Drift away.
Come on, clap your hands.
You will surely,
yeah,
drift away.
If
your soul's not,
everybody.